On a Saturday morning, 7:45 means it's time for our wine chat with our friend Jack Farrell from Haskell's. Merry Christmas to you and yours, Jack.
And the very same to you, Denny. Merry Christmas. It is just 3 days till the big day, so people have 3 days to shop for their favorite wine.
I tell you, it snuck up on us pretty fast, didn't it?
It sure did. It just is here all of a sudden.
Yeah.
It just seems like the other day it was Halloween.
I know, it's true.
Maybe that's the problem with getting old.
I've heard that. It becomes an express train, yeah.
Yes. Oh. You know, I thought we'd talk about wine as a gift. There's so many different kinds of wine. I think it's one of the great gifts of all time. Of course, I'm a little biased. There's still 3 days. And, you know, if you're in the metro area, we can even have a gift delivered in the next 3 days. But some different wines to try, I think, would make an extraordinarily interesting gift. A new wine discovery. You know, I've talked a couple of times this last year about Viognier. Viognier is a white grape type of the Rhone Valley. And there's an outfit called LaForge that makes the best Viognier I've ever tasted. It's very, very affordable. In fact, all the wines I'm going to talk about are well under $20 a bottle. And they make wonderful gifts. And like I say, Viognier is made by LaForge, is the co-op that makes it. And it's simply the best Viognier I've ever tasted. And if you're tired, or you're one of those people, ABC, anything but Chardonnay, try a Viognier, and try it as a gift to share with a friend. I don't think you'll make any enemies, and you might make a new friend, and you'll find a new friend in that bottle of Viognier. It's a wonderful type of wine. Alsatian wines are overlooked, and, you know, there's many of them. Give somebody a Gewürztraminer. A Gewürztraminer grape is the spiciest grape in the world. It's very, very easy to identify because of the spiciness of the nose. And Gewürztraminer goes so well with Pan-Asian food or even Tex-Mex food nicely. And Gewürztraminer would make a pleasant discovery to share with somebody. Gulltner Veltner from Austria. These wines in Hungary are just wonderful. They're white wines from that part of the world. Gulltner Veltner is a grape type. It's a white wine, again, with a nice crisp acidity, goes very, very well with any kind of Pan-Asian type of food, or for that matter, anything that's real spicy and requires a nice wine with good high acidity to it. Gulltner Veltner, not to be overlooked, believe me. Of course, Sauvignon Blanc is so popular, and it comes from so many places in the world. As I've often said, if you want something really interesting in a Sauvignon Blanc, get a Sancerre from France in the Loire Valley. It's Sauvignon Blanc with a PhD, or a college degree for sure. It's really a remarkable expression of Sauvignon Blanc, and in my opinion, the most complex expression of Sauvignon Blanc in the world. Failing that, you might want to try New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc. It's put New Zealand on the wine map of the world, that's for sure. And Sauvignon Blancs are relatively new in New Zealand. You know, commercial wineries are only around 30 years old in New Zealand. And there's one called Silver Beach that's a winner. It's very modestly priced, and it's really, really good. How about the origin of Zinfandel? Get an Italian Primitivo. Primitivo is nothing more than a Zinfandel in Italy, and it's had that name for years, and until they had DNA, they couldn't understand where Zinfandel came from. You've heard me talk about it. It's often referred to by winemakers years ago as the American weed because they didn't know the history of it. Well, the history is it actually comes from Croatia, and then it went to Italy, where it was called Primitivo, and it came to the United States and was called Zinfandel. So maybe give somebody a Primitivo and a Zinfandel. Let them compare. Torchbearer Zinfandel from the Lodi Valley in California is a remarkable Zinfandel, full-bodied, just a robust, lovely berry nose, a great, great Zinfandel. And speaking of Croatian wines, there's a Croatian vineyard that happens to be owned by some Minnesota folks, the Andersons. It's called Corta Katarina. Excuse me. And Corta Katarina has two big reds, a white, and a rosé. And believe me, you'll make a friend if you share a bottle of Corta Katarina with one of them. Or how about getting a Tokaj? you know, Tokaj was the Viagra of every monarch in the 18th century. They'd keep a bottle of Tokaj Essentia on their nightstand and claimed it, like I said, was the Viagra of the time. But you can give somebody a bottle of Tokaj, and even don't have to go to Essentia, one or two Petunias. It's a nice, sweet wine to make a wonderful nightcap. Or try some Minnesota wines. Bailey Vineyards over in Hastings, they've been producing wines there for, I think, almost 40 years. It's a very worthwhile Minnesota project. They make very interesting wines. And it's fun to share a Minnesota wine with your friends. We talked a couple weeks ago about Amicone. Amicone is a Italian wine, which I like to call a poor man's Amarone. Amarone costs $50, $60 a bottle. This is well under $15 a bottle. And you'll make yourself a new friend. The wine is got a deep, deep impressionable taste, kind of a chocolatey finish. Amicone is a wonderful wine to share with somebody, a kind of a new discovery. Or how about this? Why not give people the mother of Chardonnay and the father of Pinot Noir? Give them a Burgundy, even something simple like a Bouchard Bourgogne, which is 100% Pinot Noir. It's really a wonderful wine. You know, Pinot Noir comes from Burgundy in France. That's its birthplace. Also Chardonnay, that's its birthplace. So when you buy a Bourgogne Chardonnay or a Bourgogne Pinot Noir, you're buying the original there. And that's kind of interesting, not to say that Oregon Pinot Noirs aren't fabulous, and I love them. And the same thing with California, particularly the Russian River Pinot Noirs, are just marvelous wines to drink and to love. But giving them a Burgundy, where the wine originally came from, is a very interesting thing. And, you know, they'll learn something from it. Bordeaux's are always a favorite. And one of my favorites is one called Millage, a Thousand Angels. And the Thousand Angels was bought by the Van Kess family, about 20 years ago. Van Kess sold that company, Every Kiss Begins with K Jewelers, and he took that fortune and put it into this Bordeaux property that his wife fell madly in love with. And a bottle of Millage Bordeaux would enhance anybody's holiday table and be a wonderful experience for them, for a Bordeaux that's very affordable yet a very complex, shows off its Cabernet and Merlot qualifications, and really an assertive Bordeaux that you won't be disappointed in, called Millage. It's really kind of nice. And as I said a couple weeks ago, don't forget, you know, rosés aren't just for the summer. A glass of rosé as an aperitif can be a wonderful, wonderful treat to somebody. Or, you know, you want to try something very interesting. How about a Sicilian wine? Instead of Chardonnay, get a Griot, just like Grillo, G-R-I-L-L-O. Griot from Sicily is their white wine there, their answer to Chardonnay. And it really is just a delicious white wine, in my opinion. Or try the red from Nero d'Alva. And Nero d'Alva from Sicily is a red wine from Sicily that also is very complex, kind of robust, with good with meats on the grill. I think you get the idea. Introduce somebody to a new wine. Makes a wonderful gift. It's an easy gift to shop for. It's an easy gift to give. And as I said, you have a few more days till Christmas. There's three more shopping days: today, Sunday, and of course Monday. And a basket of wine is always a wonderful gift. And you can make your own baskets, whether you want to make a French, Italian, Spanish, Minnesota, or a basket of Chardonnay, Rosé, a basket of these new wines we talked about, or just a simple bottle of wine, but personalize it, maybe with a recipe or a box of your favorite kind of pasta and a recipe for that with a bottle of wine. A bottle of wine will enhance another gift, a book, for example, a bottle of wine to enjoy while they're reading the book. Anyhow, the list is unlimited. I, as you might expect, figure that wine goes with almost everything. Goes with conversation, goes with meals, goes with just good living. And believe me, there's three more days to stock up or buy your friend or your loved one a wonderful bottle of wine. As I've often said, give your loved one a bouquet you can share, a bottle of wine that you can both drink. And I think those last-minute gifts sometimes are the best. I did get two emails this week about what do you recommend for spots again. It's called Wine Away, and that makes a great gift, too. Wine Away, simple thing. Believe me, it'll take out any wine stain at any time. It's just something that everybody who drinks wine, particularly if you drink red wine, should have on hand all the time. And you know, the wine gadgets are, of course, another whole thing. We could go on for an hour about them, all different kinds of wine gadgets. But I think you get the idea. Share a new wine discovery with somebody. You have three more days to shop. And wine makes a remarkable gift for no matter who you're buying it from, whatever the age is. Even senior citizens love a glass of wine. It enhances life.
Absolutely, and it's good. It's food.
Yes.
It's good food. So
food for the soul.
Well, I tell you,
Wagg once said.
Indeed, and I tell you, there's a place to go to get lots of help for a gift or whatever the case, or food pairing is Haskell's.
Indeed, give the gift they won't return. A gift of wine from the wine people, Haskell's. How about giving them a Haskell's basket, a selection of bottles, an assorted wine, bowed and brimming with good cheer. We have presents for the wine buffs, and what would be more appreciated than a gaily wrapped wicker basket full of overflowing with wonderful wines? Everybody would enjoy a fine vintage, and it's an easy gift. And don't forget, Haskell's does deliver. If you want to get something delivered in the metro area in the next 3 days, we can accomplish that very easily. There's a Haskell's near you where you can save big dollars on wine these last three shopping days. There's a Haskell's in Bloomington, Excelsior, Haskell's in Faribault right off of 35. Our Maple Grove Super Cellar is not to be missed at this time of year. In downtown Minneapolis, we have free parking both today and Sunday. There's a Haskell's in Ridgedale and Minnetonka, Plymouth Highland Village, Plymouth, St. Paul's Highland Village, Stillwater, White Bear Lake, and Woodbury, too. And if you can't come into Haskell's, go to Haskell's.com or go to WCCO.com/wine. It'll take you right to the Haskell's website where you can peruse our 12-page holiday catalog.
Jack, we're almost out of time, but maybe 10, 15 seconds. A texter wants to know, what does Jack think about Cabernet Franc?
It's a wonderful blending grape. It's hard, in my opinion, as a sole acquired taste.
All right. Very good.
And I'd like to take a quick second to wish everybody and all our listeners for these past 40-some years a very, very Merry Christmas from the Farrells and Haskell's.
And a family-run business indeed. Jack, Merry Christmas, and we'll talk to you 1 week from today.
And the same to you, Denny.
Thanks very much. Jack Farrell from Haskell's.